Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. By the way, Mike, someone has cleared up possibly why there's a percentage of people that believe they can take on the elephants and lions.
All right.
People on PC or the PCP are the 8%.
Oh, very good.
Those are the people, right. Today we toast Ms. Ginny Pierce of somewhere in England. Now, Ginny was having some pain in her stomach, and initially she thought she was fine, but she made the fatal mistake of Googling her symptoms. And that's when she determined she was suffering from something much, much worse. And as soon as she determined what she thought was wrong with her, she immediately drove herself to the hospital and approached the doctor. She went to surgery to request that they perform an exam because she said, look, I Googled it and all the symptoms come back. This is what the problem is. And the doctor said, you know what? I'm not going to waste my time. Just go home. She said, I'm telling you, this is my problem. He said, can you please tell me again what you think your problem is? And she said, according to Google and all the symptoms I put in, I have prostate cancer.
Oh.
He said, that's great. You don't have a prostate, lady. Go home.
Oh, my God.
And there you go.
Oh, my God.
She did all this Googling. She's like, I have prostate cancer. You don't. You don't. So, yeah, the doctor's like it's not that. Stop. Just stop. WebMD.
Ask your doctor if this is right for you. Like,
yeah.
We're the only country in the world that does that. I'll go to my doctor and tell them what I think's wrong with me so that they can prescribe me medication that I saw on a late-night television commercial. That's how the medical system should work.
Right.
I know. You went to school for 10 years. I got this.
Because I went to WebMD.
Right.
So now I know what you know. Why'd you spend 10 years in school? I have prostate cancer. Okay, lady. You probably don't. So we drink. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Jam on.
And today, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inspired Bad Choice Friday. We had the Go-Go's and Vacation going up against Jay-Z and Empire State of Mind. Mike, how was the voting?
Not close at all, Miles. There may be people out there that have an Empire State of Mind, but at the end of the day, people need a vacation.
Oh, get out of here. Go-Go's win.
Aren't you happy?
Yes, I am. Welcome to the weekend, bitches. Here's your winner on a Bad Choice Friday. It's Miles of Thrill the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices tonight. The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
On the list.
James Corden.
Ooh.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Right there in the title, all these guys have teams of talented writers come up with their monologues each and every night, and it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke, and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The CDC has announced that anyone fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activity without a mask. Oh, man. Every bar is going to feel like St. Patrick's Day fell on Cinco de Mayo.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Oh man, every bar in New York City is going to feel like St. Patrick's Day fell on Cinco de Mayo. You know what I'm saying?
There, you should be able to sit at the bar soon, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't goddamn talk.
I hate that.
I know, and I've never sit at the bar guy for some reason because I can't. I'm like, man,
now
I
you want to.
Get me up there.
According to a new study, the coronavirus can stay in men's genitals for a long period of time after recovery. Said men, challenge accepted.
Seth Meyers.
Yes.
According to a new study, the coronavirus can stay in men's genitals for a long period of time after recovery. Said men, challenge accepted.
KFC is changing its packaging. It's adding instructions on their buckets for reheating leftovers. And people who eat at KFC are like, leftovers? I just keep going till my fist hits cardboard.
Fallon.
KFC is changing its packaging. It's adding instructions on their buckets for reheating leftovers. Yeah, people who eat KFC were like, leftovers? I just keep going till my fist hits cardboard.
Alex Rodriguez is still holding out hope that Jennifer Lopez will come back into his life.
Sorry.
After it's been rumored that she is dating her old boyfriend, Ben Affleck. And if you've ever seen Geely, you know she'll be back with Alex soon.
Ted Smith.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, look, I love Affleck.
I know you do.
But that ain't going to last.
Did you see where A-Rod was? A-Rod was eating lunch, and some paparazzi guy came up to him and said, "What do you think about this?" He went, "Go Yankees!"
Yeah, he's being nice. Yeah.
Yes,
I mean Ben Affleck, bigger star. But if you wanted to talk Yankees, Red Sox, like, yeah, I played for the Yankees.
Right, right.
Colonial Pipeline restarted operations yesterday, 5 days after being shut down by a cyber attack, which is good because we are reaching dangerous levels of smugness in Tesla owners. Drivers, owners.
Foul.
Myers.
Myers.
A Colonial Pipeline restarted operations yesterday, 5 days after being shut down by a cyber attack, which is good because we were reaching dangerous levels of smugness in Tesla owners.
All right. Watch two exciting things last night I got for you guys. Number one, if you like Tom Clancy stuff or Jack Ryan, any of that stuff, Amazon Prime right now has Without Remorse. Oh, yeah, that's on Amazon Prime, Without Remorse. So this is like, everybody knows Jack Ryan from the Tom Clancy stuff.
Right.
So this character, he showed up, I want to say in season two of the new one.
The one on Amazon. Okay.
On Amazon. And you see him, and I want to say it was, was it Liv Schreiber? Is that how you say
Liv
his name?
Schreiber, I
Schreiber.
Believe. Yeah.
Okay. So he was the character there, but they made a movie out of it, and it's Michael B. Jordan.
Because they look so much alike, though.
They do. right. But it's
no one will notice.
And I am not a book nerd about many things, but I love Tom Clancy novels. And if you like Tom Clancy, you'll love this movie.
I like his movies. I really do, man. Yeah. A little bit of intrigue, tons of action. You pretend you're the guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's, like, cool. Plus, like, the story of this one, like, I think his name's John Kelly. He's like a badass Navy SEAL to start with. So some of the action sequences are just unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah. But pretty good. Check that out. Now, on Vice, right, they have a show called Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, I've seen that on occasion, yeah.
Right, but it's too dark.
You don't finish that show in a good mood.
Right, like
it's fascinating, but you end up just like, geez, it's always sad.
Megs and I have joked about this on the Megacast. It's like, I'm like, man, like, I'm interested in the stories, but it is incredibly sad.
Are they based on true stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's absolutely true story. You know, it's almost like a documentary, and they're just talking about wrestling and all this kind of thing, and it's... Like I said, it is absolutely fascinating. You don't even have to like wrestling to enjoy these shows because you know who they're talking about. But it's depressing, man.
So they have a new one that just started last night called Dark Side of Football.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, you should watch it. It was awesome.
No, I'm not going to do it.
So the first,
I'd watch that.
The first one was about wide receivers and specifically a lot about Chad Johnson.
Okay.
And it's just interesting, like, I didn't know his entire story. Mm-hmm. It's kind of amazing he made it to the NFL.
So dark before he got there to that point.
Right, well, it's Dark Side of Football, so remember, he gets to Miami and then gets arrested and ends up pleading guilty, I want to say, to assault for headbutting the wife at the time. So, I mean, there is a dark side to
sure,
it.
Sure.
But, yeah, look, this is the first episode.
Is that why he transferred to Oregon State, I guess? Is that where Johnson played, Chad Johnson?
No. This is when he was playing for Miami. Remember, he was
Dolphins,
in Cincinnati forever.
Oh, the Dolphins.
He plays
one year.
At the Patriots, and then he signed to Miami, and they thought it was going to restart his career, but then, he got arrested. So I don't know how dark or sad these are going to get, but most of the episode is just kind of talking about wide receivers, and they have psychologists on there, and are talking about, like, the diva wide receivers, and they're like, yeah, but it's a strange position. Like, first of all, it's football, so it's completely different. Second of all, like, you can't do anything on your own if you're a wide receiver. The quarterback has to throw you the ball.
And has to throw it to you, not the other two wide receivers that are out there.
Or the tight end.
And they have, like, crazy stats that, like, basically, like, I mean, it's a high number. I want to say, like, 80-something. Like, basically, you're playing most of the game, and then you might get a catch, and you better grab it.
I mean, think about it. They'll say, you know, this receiver had a pretty good game, man. He had 4 catches for 87 yards. Like, great. But it's like, they ran 50 offensive plays. That means 8% of the time did you actually contribute, but you have to be on every play. You got to block all
you
the
gotta,
stress.
And you got to run those routes the same speed, even though sometimes, like a lot of the time, you know the ball's not coming your way. So it kind of just gives you a little insight into wide receivers. And you realize, too, like, yeah, they dance in the end zone. That's the other funny thing about Chad Johnson, right? He's like, it's crazy. They have a celebration cam now. He's like, I want my fine money back.
And it's like, remember, for a while.
So he gets interviewed. He's fine with it.
Chad Johnson gets interviewed. Right. They interview T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who was his teammate at Oregon State and in
and
Cincinnati
Bengals.
Yeah. But it's just it's just a wild story, right? I mean, he's from Liberty City, which is a bad
Florida, right?
Yeah, section of Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
So he makes it out of there. He's at a community college in California, kind of struggling there. And a guy on Oregon State playing opposite of T.J., Houshmandzadeh, he robs his, steals like DJ and equipment from a buddy. So he gets kicked off the team. Scholarship opens up. They bring Chad Johnson up there.
Bam.
Like he legit should not be in the NFL. And he's just kind of that guy. Like, right. You know, he's laughing and joking. So, but super good show. If you like anything about NFL,
I'm
going to
watch that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good. Totally. I mean, there's stuff about receivers. Look. I played a few years of football, right? Like, I watch football all the time. I didn't even know those percentages. You're like, gracious. Let's see what else. Bill Maher is off tonight for the first time in, I want to say, 19 seasons or something.
Yeah, it's the first time he's ever, like, missed his show, right?
Yeah. Right, going back to 1993, because he had politically incorrect or a real-time episode.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's fully vaccinated, but he still caught COVID, so he can't be on there tonight. Which is wild. Number one, he hasn't missed a Friday night show in that long. And then also, like, he's fully vaccinated, still got COVID.
Yeah, but, like, your kid getting polio in spite of the fact they got vaccinated.
Yeah. If you're going to do anything this weekend, I got two things for you.
Uh-oh.
Get out your steroids. Watch the Preakness.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Chicago apartment fire sees a cat leap from the fifth story and stake the landing, then walk away. Meanwhile, the Florida governor makes it legal to use a drive-thru window to get a drink, or seven, served on a tray. $26 million lottery ticket set to light wash, spin, and then tumble dry. What people think about your country, survey says, is sometimes a lie. And a Florida woman calls in a bomb threat to a casino after losing $400 on the slots. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Florida as it hopefully starts a trend. The governor just became the first post-pandemic to make the option of alcoholic to-go beverages a permanent feature within the state.
Yes. That's a perfect place for that.
You do need to buy enough food or non-alcoholic beverages along with the alcohol in order to qualify, and it goes into effect in a couple months.
I'll take four bags of chips then.
Exactly. They said that the overall cost, 40% of it has to be non-alcoholic.
Okay.
So, as long as you buy, like, one alcoholic to go and two that aren't alcoholic, you should be okay.
Not a problem. Let's bring the kids.
Yeah, man. In other news, someone tapped into a well of fun on Reddit, simply posting the question, quote, "What is a totally false myth about your country that everyone believes?" And some of the answers are just, they're just great, honestly. If you get a chance, look them up, because all of them are fantastic. But a couple here for you. Quote, "Romania. People think we have vampires, but in my 700 years of living here, I've never seen one." Quote, "People say Irish are the biggest drunks in the world. Completely false and mean. We're only the second biggest drunks in the world, but we hope to make first next year." "Welsh people shag sheep. Temptation is there, but the static shock wouldn't be worth it."
Wow.
"No, and this is probably one of my favorites. "No, Italians aren't all short, black-haired, fat mobsters that wear Weinstein tank tops and Coppolas." "We are loud, though."
Yes. When I think of, like, actual Italians in Italy, I think of, like, just, I don't know, like a tan, good-looking dude with cool hair.
Exactly.
Everybody there is good-looking.
Racing F1.
It's unbelievable.
And knows how to cook the best pasta that you've ever had.
Well, it's al dente.
That's right. That's right.
A Florida woman landed herself in some trouble after a bad night at the casino. So upset that she played herself out of $400 at the slots, she felt the need to blow off some steam. So, like any other sane human being, she called it a bomb threat to the casino.
I understand. Not know how casinos like, work.
I might get mad at a table.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's a person in front of me.
Exactly.
This is a machine.
Right. You did this to yourself.
It's like getting mad at your TV.
Like it's like, and you kept putting
right,
money into
right.
it.
Right. It was already a bad idea when it was just the slot machine, but then they turned computers into it.
Right.
Tell me they're not loading that thing like crazy.
Of course.
Also, like, it's gambling.
Right.
So they call it gambling because you're gambling.
Yeah. What do you know? The house is going to do everything in their power to make sure that they tend to be on the winning side of everything. Moron. Sad news for a woman in California. She had the privilege of being a multimillionaire for a short time after choosing the proper numbers to win the $26 million prize. Sadly for her, she didn't remember where she put her winning ticket until it was brought to her attention that she left it in a garment that she had run through the laundry.
I feel bad about that. What I do with a lighter?
That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Get outside and fornicate if you can.
Yes, outside and fornicate. Sex for everyone.
I'll be outside.
Woo! Fornicate.
Look for Ted. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.